I'm Steve Miller reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May said Wednesday she had come to the conclusion that Russia was culpable for the attempted murder of Sergei Skripal and his daughter. May announced the actions Britain would take in response.
This morning I chaired a further meeting of the National Security Council, where we agreed immediate actions to dismantle the Russian espionage network in the UK, urgent work to develop new powers to tackle all forms of hostile state activity, and to ensure that those seeking to carry out such activity cannot enter the UK, and additional steps to suspend all planned high-level contacts between the United Kingdom and the Russian Federation.
Britain will expel 23 Russian diplomats who have 1 week to leave. Britain has also called for a meeting of the UN Security Council to discuss the incident. The Civil Defense Search and Rescue Group in Syria, also known as the White Helmets, released a video Wednesday showing mass destruction in eastern Ghouta caused by Syrian army shelling. The video shows debris, bodies on the ground, and people panicking as they move through the destruction after their neighborhood was bombed. Some 400,000 people are believed to be living in Ghouta, trapped under a relentless air and ground bombardment and a crippling years-long siege. More than 1,000 people have been killed since the large-scale government offense began on 18th of February. Thousands of U.S. students walked out of class at mid-morning Wednesday to protest the lack of congressional action to combat gun violence in America's schools and to remember those killed in a mass shooting last month at a Florida high school. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Office is calling on the Eritrean government to immediately release all people who are arbitrarily detained and ensure they receive a fair trial. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
For years, groups such as Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International have considered Eritrea one of the most repressive countries in the world. There is no independent media. Critics of the government are routinely arrested, and most young people are forced into years of national service, which some liken to slavery. UN Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights, Kate Gilmore, says her office is committed to working with the government in hopes of bringing about tangible reforms to end decades of human rights violations. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says he is withdrawing the Pacific nation from the International Criminal Court. Martin Segres reports.
Duterte's office released a written statement Wednesday that Manila is withdrawing its ratification of the Rome Statute, effective immediately, referring to the 1998 treaty that created the ICC. Amnesty International criticized Duterte's move, calling it a misguided and deeply regrettable move by President Duterte. The Hague-based tribunal announced last month that it had opened a preliminary examination of a complaint filed last year by a Philippine lawyer over the president's anti-drug campaign, which has left 4,000 dead since Duterte took office in 2016. Martin Segres, VOA News.
British theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking has died. Alexander Winterstein, the European Commission spokesman, paid Hawking this tribute.
A brilliant and inspiring scientist who not only showed an infinite, if I may use this word, an infinite curiosity, but also the ambition to make something as complex as physics understandable to people like you and me.
Hawking was 76. European Union leader Donald Tusk called on U.S. President Donald Trump to maintain longstanding transatlantic relations that have been increasingly strained since Trump announced stiff trade tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Trump has continued to defy protests, tweeting Wednesday, quote, "We cannot keep a blind eye to the rampant unfair trade practices against our country," unquote. Five people were detained Wednesday during clashes between riot police and protesters attempting to disrupt a central Athens auction of foreclosed properties. Activists have stepped up protests in recent weeks against online auctions, which are required as part of Greece's international bailout program. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile application. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The voice of VOA One. The voice of America. VOA One.